It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie. How are you going?
Kelly, nice to hear your voice. I'm well.
I know, it's been 2 weeks.
I know, you ditched me last week.
I'm sorry, but we were at Splore and, you know, there was important music to be told, to be heard, rather.
Fair enough.
And since we've talked, it's been 2 weeks since we've talked, and you've got a new boss, as such.
Yeah, a few things happened this week. Simon Bridges has been elected leader of the National Party, and all is well.
Indeed. So how did the vote go? How did that all go down?
Pretty good. I think I may have told you, I was the MP that chaired the meeting. I ran the election process for the party, and I think actually our team got through it very well. We did it in a very respectful and dignified manner. It was robust amongst the candidates.
Cool.
But the MPs listened to what they had to say. There was lobbying for a couple of weeks, and we came out with a result. And I think now we're going to move forward. We'll work in behind Simon Bridges and make sure he does as well as he can.
So now that he's the leader, do you think there'll be many changes that we'll see? Or is he pretty happy with how things are going and he's just going to continue on that trajectory?
I think you'll see some changes. That's always inevitable with a new leader. But he's not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Firstly, I think he's done a really good job so far in the media. He's coming across as strong and articulate and good at talking about the messages and the things that he's going to be pursuing as a leader. He's going to do a number of speeches over the next week or two, just outlining who he is, probably, you know, introducing himself more to New Zealanders as a leader. He's previously been known as a senior minister in the government, but there's a lot more to just the portfolios that he previously held. There'll be a cabinet, not a cabinet, a caucus reshuffle that he has indicated he'll be looking at, and I'm sure you'll see some changes and some indications about some direction he wants to head in with that.
And he's the third youngest national leader ever, isn't he?
I haven't done that calculation, but at 41, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it's
but,
pretty, you know, pretty cool, yeah. Good on him.
Well, I think we've also got one of the youngest prime ministers.
I think we do, yeah.
Well.
So, it's definitely
a whole new
generation. Exactly.
A whole new world.
Very exciting.
For you and I, Kelly.
Exactly right. So, obviously, this week, Labor has announced that they'll be doing a big inquiry into mental health in New Zealand. And Labor has received advice from the Mental Health Commission that a 10% overall suicide reduction target is a good target to have, and they're kind of urging the government to make this target. Obviously, I think David Clark has said he isn't planning on making a target until after the inquiry, but he has shown to be looking favourably upon it, and I think he's calling that target reasonable, if not even 20%. Do you think that this is a target that can be reached?
I'm not an expert in this area, so I don't want to comment on whether it's a target that can be reached. What I would say is they went into the election promising an inquiry, so they're going ahead with that. That's fine. We were, during the election campaign, saying an inquiry is not enough. That's not a substitute for taking any real action. And whilst I think we need to admit and be honest with ourselves that we didn't do enough early enough in this space, in the last budget, though, we did allocate a big increase in funding for mental health. And that $100 million that we put into new mental health initiatives has effectively been sidelined by the new government. I accept that they want to do more on mental health, and doing more should be a unanimously supported thing across the parliament. But an inquiry is just not going to lead to action immediately, and I think all the people that care passionately about this issue want to see some action right now. So we'd say that the initiatives that we were putting in place, the $100 million of new projects that we think would actually get some runs on the board and would actually lead to better outcomes for people, they shouldn't sideline that while they're doing an inquiry. Sure, have an inquiry, look at the different things you might want to do in the future, but don't scrap the things that are going to be put in place this year.
I think the idea behind that it's not so much scrapping, but it's looking at how to more holistically address issues that aren't just a couple of, it's more going back to the start and saying how do we prevent rather than how do we chuck a band-aid on it. Because I think we talked about this last year in September, that mental health was such a crucial thing and $100 million just didn't seem like enough. Do you think that $100 million is really enough? Do you know these initiatives that you put in place? I think the government is trying to go back and say, hey, we might need some more money for this. In fact, definitely we need some more money for this. is 100 million enough? If you guys were in government right now, would 100 million be enough?
I think the answer to that would be no, but it was a movement in the direction of pouring a lot more resources and support into young people, particularly with mental health issues. And that $100 million was a big step up in funding for mental health. But that is at the point, and Labor made the arguments during the election. They were saying mental health is at a crisis point. There needs to be something radical. The first steps they've taken, though, has been to pull back on the new initiatives we were planning. And yes, if they are of the view that there should be a more holistic approach to mental health, good on them, but they shouldn't be cancelling what's in place right now. And waiting a year or two for an inquiry doesn't stack up alongside their rhetoric that it was at crisis point. I accept we needed to do more, but we were pouring more support and resource in there. It was happening this year. It's now no longer happening this year. A more holistic approach could be tackled in a year or two, but they shouldn't be stopping what's happening now. Mental health support and services is in fact going backwards this year because the things we were planning to do have now been cancelled by the current government.
Thank you for kind of shedding light on that, because I think a lot of people have got this sort of National Labor view, and it's good to know that you guys have taken responsibility for the fact that there wasn't enough funding put into that. So thank you for
you
that.
You asked me a minute or two what's going to be different about Simon Bridges, and I think one of the clear things he outlined this week, and it was in regards to housing. He's a leader that's willing and is of a new brand of leader that can say, hey, we were in government for 9 years, we did a lot of good things, didn't get everything right, and we need to relook at those things. And so with housing, for example, he said, we did a lot of good things, we didn't communicate it well enough, there's things we should have done better, and we will in the future. And mental health probably falls into that category too.
Cool. David Seymour's T-shirt, have you seen the photos?
Seen the photos. I kind of, try and avoid looking at or caring too much about what David Seymour's up to, but he's a big boy, he can defend himself.
Would you wear a T-shirt like that? I must ask Jamie Lee.
I don't tend to wear T-shirts people give me anyway.
I was going to say, do you wear T-shirts at all?
I'm wearing a T-shirt right now as I walk around my home talking to you. But no, not a meat club T-shirt. I don't know. It's in the league of Dancing with the Stars, I guess. It's a free world, he can do what he wants. Probably not something I'd do.
No, and I think if it is a free world and you can do what you want, maybe don't be a politician if you're going to wear something sexist on your top. Was probably my thought, but again, he's a big boy and he can defend himself, so next time I talk to him, I'll ask him that.
It's O-Week, a lot of things happen that you probably wouldn't want to be on the front page of the newspaper.
It's very true. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee, and we will chat to you again next week.
Good chatting, Kelly. Thanks.
See you later. Bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.